Dan, thanks so much for coming to chat with me this morning.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure, Alex.
So tell us a little bit about All Things Equal.
So it's a collaboration that we do with the Centre for Social Justice and Inclusion here at UTS, but of course we produce it right here at 2SER. So this has been the third season that I'm working on. There's been two seasons already. The first season was on the Me Too movement and a sort of post-Me Too world. Series two, a really fantastic series focused on education and equality of access to education here in Australia. But this third series is on human rights and technology.
Okay, and so why that topic?
Because the Human Rights Commission has actually been doing work in this space, and they released a little bit of a white paper just a few months back. But also, it's just a really... relevant issue for the times.
Yeah.
No, like we all know, like, the exciting image of Apple launch parties. You know, and
that
we know that side of things about the really exciting new technology that comes out, but with, like, with any tool and any innovation and any development, there's ramifications beyond just that, you know, cool little device. Like, there is actually effects for people in our society beyond that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think, as you said, anything that is introduced to the society definitely has an effect on us, right? And I don't want to give too much away because obviously I want people to go and listen, but can you tell us a little bit about some of the technologies that you've been dealing with?
Yeah, so I definitely can. I mean, the thing about it is, and I know this doesn't sound as exciting, but it's more like the combination of technologies out there. Like, it is AI, but AI mixed with robotics, and then robotics mixed with cloud computing, and that mixed with blockchain. So it's more about the fact that these technologies are all going to combine. That's why they're going to be so revolutionary. But yes, I have also heard about some really interesting, great, fascinating technologies. You know, I spoke to a woman who's completely nonverbal, so she uses text-to-speech technology to actually be able to communicate. Her life changed when she got an iPad, you know, rather than having a keyboard, because she also has cerebral palsy. There's great technologies around seeing technology for people who are blind and vision impaired. So you have either, like, Google glasses or your phone camera, and you can ring somebody up and they say, hey, what's in front of me? And they say, oh, you just walk ahead 100 meters and the lift's there. If you lower your hand a little bit, you can find the button there.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh,
I know,
some
really fascinating technology. So I did a whole episode on disability, actually, and that was probably the most rewarding and interesting one. But the other thing there is that the most important thing that came out of that was we actually need to talk to people with disability about the technologies that they want, because, you know, there's a bit of a fetish around getting people to walk again around technology, and that's not necessarily the most important thing for them. There's other things that are more important, like sexual function, for example. So I spoke to a guy who does information nights around a disability and sexual technology there, which was really interesting. Apart from that, I did an episode on education. That was really interesting. So using AI to tailor educational experiences to people. So, you know, it takes in every answer that you give it, and it works out, okay, so you're struggling here, so I'm not going to waste time on the things that you're good at. I'm going to focus your education on these areas where you obviously need help. So AI is able to learn and adapt to each individual student. So, you know, some really interesting implications for education technology there. Also, speaking to Indigenous people about the technologies that they want and are developing. It's really interesting. Apart from, like, putting their culture in a digital space and preserving it and promoting it in that way, there's also just ways of thinking that Indigenous people have that can inform technological development that are really interesting, because we know that Silicon Valley is just like, you know, a white boy's playground, right?
Yeah.
But seriously, and so, I mean, one way of thinking isn't great for any field. Indigenous knowledge systems can actually provide really interesting ways of thinking about technology. A really simple example is, you know, is creating AI another form of colonialism? You know, if you create a sentient existence, a sentient being, and you have control over that, you know, it hasn't worked in the past and it won't work in the future. So lots of really interesting
That's crazy.
Innovations
yeah.
going on out there.
I mean, you've in four short minutes, you've completely blown my mind. But for anyone who else is feeling,
you should
the
listen
same,
to the podcast, man.
That's what I was going to say. How do we get it? How do we get the podcast?
So there's actually two episodes out right now. You can listen to it on your favorite download app. it's available online on Wooshka. You can listen to it on Spotify, on iTunes. You can listen to it on the 2SER app. Download the 2SER app. It's fabulous. You can listen to it. And of course, we'll be broadcasting it over the radio in the sort of weeks to come.
Perfect. Dan, thank you so much for dropping in.
My pleasure, Alex. Have a great morning.